20 after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We know that many of you as Roman Catholic men have consecrated yourself and followed the example of St. Joseph for you and for your family and for your lives. But what about women? Why is St. Joseph a good role model for women? Let's talk about that now. The feminine perspective on St. Joseph from Marge Fenlon, another member of our Morning family, a Catholic wife, mom, author, columnist, and the author of several books about Marian devotion. Marge, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thanks to, you know, it's good to be back, John. John, I have a question for you.
Sure.
So turn the tables just a little bit. But how many times have you found yourself saying or heard someone else say, my father worked hard all his life?
I'm raising my hand. My father, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that because Father Al Audet, who's my spiritual director, was on the program with us just a couple of days ago. And we started talking about St. Joseph. And he said to me, who do you think of? What's the first thing you think of when you think of St. Joseph? And I said, my dad. My dad was St. Joseph. He was a very quiet man, man of few words. He worked with his hands, very creative man as well. And he really gave me the root system of my faith. And Father said, you know, most people don't answer that quickly. I said, come on. He said, no. He said, you know, I've asked that question many times, and very often you'll get about 30 seconds of silence. But yeah, it would be my dad to answer your question.
Yeah, and that's St. Joseph. You know, St. John Paul II called him a tireless worker. And so I think for, like you mentioned at the open of the segment, is, you know, a lot of men look to him as a role model. And there are many, you know, the consecrations and so forth, the organizations devoted. And so what about us women? So where does that leave us? Well, I think it's exactly in line with who we should be as well. And what I mean by that, there's two things, is he was a tireless worker. He had the heart of a servant. St. Joseph had the heart of a servant. He served. And I think all Christians are called to that. So in terms of, you know, my femininity, what, you know, how do I look to him as a role model? That idea of being the servant, because as, you know, in my own feminine way, I am called to serve God uniquely. And, you know, all of us, we each have a very unique way to serve God. And so that's the first thing that I think women can and should look at when we think about St. Joseph the worker.
No, it's because I was just going to say, as we talk about, you know, role models in our lives for St. Joseph, of course, St. Joseph is one, and how we've probably seen them through our parents. There's another phrase that my dad put into my vocabulary, and he said, you know, he does his job with a quiet confidence, as he was explaining to somebody. And I thought, wow, a quiet confidence. I was probably a teenager when I first heard that. But if that doesn't describe St. Joseph, and if that's not a message to you as a role model in how you use the gifts that God has given you, and to be St. Joseph-like is to do what you've done, to do what you do, to serve others with a quiet confidence.
Yeah, when I think about St. Joseph the worker for myself as a woman, the phrase I always tell myself and pray to St. Joseph about is, you know, please help me to say less and do more. Yeah, because, I mean, women like to talk. We do, and that's part of how we're put together. We talk things out before we take action, and that's not a bad thing. But maybe if we're constantly talking and we're not doing much, that's not a good thing either. So I remind myself to say less and do more, like St. Joseph did, and to really pray for the grace to accept the truth. St. Joseph can show us that, and women in particular, this acceptance. You know, we like to worry. Guys do too, but as you know, women like to get all frazzled, and because we think in entire pictures, you know, so the whole world is going to come to an end right now, where a guy is going to say, well, I can't get this one particular thing to work. So it's a big difference in the way.
Because we don't read directions, that's why.
Yeah, that's right. but there's another aspect to St. Joseph the worker, you know, because we do celebrate him in March as the spouse of Mary. But in terms of being St. Joseph the worker, I often go to him as a woman, asking him to show me how to support and uplift the men in my life. Mm. Because this is a very important role, that it's a gift that has been given to women. A truly spirit-filled woman has this ability to uplift and support everyone around her. But we also have not only the ability, the gift, but the responsibility to help uplift and support the men in our lives. And I'm talking about, you know, husbands, brothers, priests, co-workers, bosses, colleagues. This is something that we have to offer the church and the world. And who can show us is Saint Joseph, because he saw he lived with the perfect woman. I mean, he knows exactly how the perfectly spirit-filled woman would behave and respond to the world around her, because he spent his life serving the Blessed Mother.
That's interesting, because your husband said the same thing the other day when we were talking. I'm married to the perfect woman, who would be Marge Fenlon today, as we talk about the feminine perspective on St. Joseph. But also take a look at this, because when you look at the role model that St. Joseph is for Roman Catholic men, here are men who are raising their children to know God and to be good neighbors and good citizens. And I think probably every man listening, Roman Catholic man listening to this conversation today, is nodding his head because, yeah, that's what they're doing.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And as a woman, I look at, you know, that servant heart, but I look at St. Joseph as truly my father, my foster father, not in place of God the Father. I don't mean it that way. Mm-hmm. But if he was spouse of our Blessed Mother, and if our Blessed Mother is our mother, this makes Saint Joseph in a very real spiritual way foster father to all of us. Well, what if, you know, the perfect father daughter relationship, when you think about that, and I look at Saint Joseph also, especially Saint Joseph the Worker, as foster father. You know, what does the daughter do? Daddy, I don't know how. Daddy, can you help? You know, that kind of thing. And I think this is good for us to become more childlike, we women, and to go to our foster father and say, can you show me how
right
to do such and such, whatever it is, or can you help? You, he's a provider, as you know, this tireless worker, Saint Joseph the Worker. He was guardian and provider for the Holy Family, and he can be guardian and provider for us as well in
absolutely
a very tender and loving way.
Absolutely. Marge Fenlon this morning on the feminine perspective of St. Joseph, as we get ready to celebrate the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker on Friday and the consecration of Relevant Radio to St. Joseph with Father Rocky at 3:30 Central Time. Marge Fenlon, Catholic wife, mom, author, columnist online at margefenlon.com. Marge, thank you so much. We go live to the Vatican for the Pope's General Weekly Audience next on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.